Now, here's the InsideCarolina.com Tar Heel Sports Update on 97.9 The Hill.
Coming at you from Inside Carolina here, and on the latest edition of the Inside Carolina podcast, I asked Jason Staples about the parity that has taken over college football.
Another huge factor is the 85 scholarship limit, which didn't kick in until the mid-90s. So before the mid-90s, you had teams hoarding a lot more. The top teams were hoarding a lot more of the best talent. So instead of your Florida States and your Alabamas and Floridas and Miamis and so on at that time, adding another 10 four-star type kids and high three-star type kids to their rosters, those extra 10 players are going to lower level teams that can actually use those players to potentially beat you. And that makes a huge difference as you distribute those players across the board. And then as you go a little bit further from that, another major impact is scheme. So, you know, when we were younger, basically everybody would play in a phone booth. You'd have I formation, you'd have, you know, power I, you'd have these lower level teams coming in and trying to play lineman for lineman with the higher level teams. And the place where the differences are even now between your elite teams or even your very good teams and the low level teams is on the line of scrimmage. So you're going to play a power I and you're going to come in and you're going to play, say, a Florida State or a Clemson or somebody who's loaded, and you're going to try to butt your head against that multiple times. Yeah, you're going to get your brains beat in. But now all these teams are coming in. They may have, say, two or three guys that were just track kids in high school that were, you know, high two stars, but they ran 10-5. Now that they're upset because they weren't recruited by that team, and they come in with a chip on their shoulder, a couple breaks go the other way, and those kids have three or four touchdowns because you got nobody that can quite run with them. That can be enough to pull an upset.
To hear more from Jason Staples on this and other topics, check out the latest podcast on InsideCarolina.com. Carolina and Pittsburgh in Kenan Stadium on Saturday, kickoff at 12:20.
The InsideCarolina.com Tar Heel Sports Update on 97.9 The Hill. Visit InsideCarolina.com for the inside scoop on UNC basketball, football, and recruiting. As a valued listener, you can get the first month of your Inside Carolina subscription for just a penny. Just enter promo code WCHLOFFER, all one word, on the order page.